great friends, neighbors, ghosts of the future listening to Jay's air speaking from the grave. Welcome to Bingo is Life. Hey! The podcast.
Amen.
Live and in person, episode 763.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yep.
Live and in person from Ruby's Arcade in scenic downtown Harrisonburg, the town so nice they had to name it more than once.
Thrice.
We're joined by the fabulous Hattie Show Brothers.
Hey.
Hola.
I have no good joke about them tonight.
Oh. There's nothing funny about us.
We're very serious, especially.
In the Silent Dave chair, no one.
No one. Oh.
How about the Silent Dan chair?
The Silent Dan chair.
Dan.
He's not serving a suspended sentence. We won't go there. He's sick again.
Poor Dan. Get better, Dan.
He forgot to get his vaccine.
Dan. Because, you know, without him on this podcast, I'm not actually sure if he'll listen to it.
Oh, no. Okay, so, Dan, if you hear this, tell us, and I'll bring you some soup tomorrow. Tomorrow being today, which is Wednesday.
Chicken soup. Chicken bones.
You can decide the type of soup. If you do not want chicken soup, I will not bring you that.
And here to my left,
I'm just
going to
throw a can at your house. That's all I'm going to do. It's like, here's the camels.
She broke a window.
Yeah.
That, of course, is Mom Shackles.
Mom Shackles.
Hi, I've
just throwing cans of soups in houses.
I've had some diet coke.
Followed by packs of cigarettes. Yep.
That would probably be more appreciated by him, wouldn't it?
Nah, because cigarettes just bounce off windows. You got to throw that can of soup first.
You got to really crack it.
Yeah. Dan has offered to help teach me accordion.
Today?
Is that right?
Awesome.
I say it's like the third person that's volunteered to teach me accordion.
Well, see, now
I've got an accordion you can have here. Just take it. Take it out of my house.
They're like pushermen. Trying to get the accordion. You know you should learn accordion.
Mama's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest, man.
There was an oldie station that song was heavy in rotation for a little period of time. In fact, I can't even tell. It was 98 Rock. 98 Rock used to be oldie station.
I used to be a DJ on 98.
Before they switched
cool
over.
98.5.
And it was crazy how much Squeezebox got played.
Wow, is that right?
Oh, no, it was like every day.
Every day they were squeezing the
That's
box.
A very innuendo-ish song.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of oldie stations, 101. Oh, my God.
Playing all night.
I'm trying to keep this clean.
And the music's all right.
The music's all right.
In and out.
They're talking about the squeeze box, you know.
On her chest.
Those are just the lyrics, folks.
Totally
so what are we gonna do?
Pete Townsend was in that band.
101.3 FM on the
and it was called Cool.
No, I'm talking about a current.
Now it is current.
Current.
101.3. It's on the what is the first standing called now? Radio. Harrisonburg Radio Group.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had previously their oldies format cut off about 1967. And all of a sudden, they've segued into the 70s.
Whoa. Oh, is that right?
And it sounds just like one of my freaking Spotify playlists. And I'm like, I'm not a unique human.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I feel the same way about the Rewind 105.1.
Yeah.
They're playing
stuff. Rewind's hot, though.
It's hot because we're old. Yeah.
Those are hot flashes. I was in Food Lion, and they were playing a bunch of 90s songs. And it was just weird.
I love the memes of moms just grooving in Food Lion. Or like the ones where they're playing like To the Windows, To the Walls. But they're like, and like dancing. Right. And their children are looking at them like we looked at our parents when they sang in the supermarket.
Right. I guess.
Mm-hmm. So I had a bunch of friends that used to work at Food Lion as a first job. And they all called it Food Dog.
Yes, that's what my friends called it. Yeah.
It was like, Food Dog.
Let's go Food Dog.
Yeah. Okay, so we really need to talk to them about sponsorship. Otherwise, we're just going to keep calling them Food Dog.
Yeah.
Food Lion. People.
You can pay us in chicken wings. I will eat food those.
She's got a story.
Sad but true.
The Food Lion on 42 North.
Yes.
It's got the really good produce section.
Yeah.
Oh, I really thought you were going to say they've got the good music there.
Maybe. I don't know.
Of the XMs, they chose the best one.
Yes.
No. Hey, did anybody win the $125?
Oh, you know what? It wasn't $125. In fact, 2 weeks ago, we had the person win the $100.
That's right.
Hope.
It wasn't Hope. It was Rex Road, Miss Rex Road. I forget what her name was.
Last name Rex Road.
Yeah.
First name Awesome.
And Chris asked her tonight, "What did you do with the $100?" And you know what she did? Go ahead.
She donated it to the SPCA.
Wow. They need it. If you are in a position to foster a dog right now, they really need help. On top of the overloaded capacity they have, all the college kids are going home, and so the ones who are fostering dogs need someone to temporarily watch their dogs.
All right,
I'm on the list. I get like sad messages every day. This dog is stressed out. He's got kennel tail. He needs somebody to take him home.
What's kennel tail?
They wag their tails against. They get so stressed out, they wag their tails against the wall, and it causes them painful condition. I just made up the term kennel tail, but it's some kind of condition involving their tail being wagged against the wall.
Wow.
Oh. All right.
Can we just like find some wild land and turn them loose and let them become a wild horde of dogs and come back to society and take over and kind of Planet of the Apes, maybe dogs.
Yeah, somewhere in the Shenandoah Valley, hopefully.
I think that would be a beautiful thing. We could call it a dream come true playground.
Yeah.
They would just turn into wolves and kill them.
I was going to say, people would just shoot them.
Yeah.
Especially around out in the county. Yeah, they're just looking for stuff to shoot.
Started as a really nice conversation about an SPCA donation.
My God, where have we gone? Otherwise, so these dogs are going to be shot.
The answer to your original question was no. No one won.
Dogs Deserve Better Blue Ridge is another good group that goes out and rescues dogs that are chained up out in the county.
No, good.
Tell us how about Brian. Was it Brian or Sarah who won the pizza for singing tonight?
It was Brian, right?
It's Brian. Well, yeah. So there was a lot of people singing "Never Gonna Give You Up."
I don't even know how
that started. We just started playing that song. People started singing along, and now it's become every once in a while we throw it out there as a prize-winning event.
Yeah. So we just say, "Hey, whoever sings it loudest is gonna get a free pizza." And he stood up out of his chair. Got right in front of my face. Never gonna give you up. I mean, it was intense. I mean, what are you gonna? I felt like I had to give him that pizza.
Well, he wasn't gonna mess around or desert you, so you knew that it was the right person.
Well, there was a guy on the bowling lane who was singing and dancing, but smooth dancing, I should have given it to him, but. What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
isn't that the Rickrolled song?
Yeah, it is. It's
well. Do you know what it did? It went past the cheesy and it's cool again. I know that's crazy.
It won't take long. It'll be uncool.
It'll go the way of the Trololo man.
It's
in a good place.
It's cool, but tomorrow it might be uncool again.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the bell bottoms to come back for the third time.
I want to know, so I was back here listening to Bingo and just like writing notes and I couldn't see things, but you did What's in the Box and then it turned out to be a leopard. Go ahead, Jay.
What's in the box?
I heard.
Now, if you're gonna say it, you gotta do the Brad Pitt thing.
What's in the box? Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Brittany.
What is a leprechaun trap?
Well, I'm so glad you asked.
Excellent question.
It's, I think, three popsicle sticks, green hat, and a fake four-leaf clover. And so you take the popsicle sticks and it holds the hat up, and you put the clover underneath the hat. And then the leprechaun's supposed to go in for it, knock over the sticks, and get captured.
Yeah, right.
So was this assembled, or was this a DIY situation?
This was a kit. Yeah, this was a kit.
Leprechauns now, are bigger than that.
Yes!
Okay.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Let's talk about the scale of actual leprechauns and the way to actually catch a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Jay,
How many leprechauns could fit on the head of a needle pin?
I have no objective knowledge in the forefront of my brain at the moment, but I think leprechauns are probably scarier than what they've been.
You're thinking of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that? No, in reality. I mean,
I've heard they do? I've heard they file down their teeth on chicken bones.
Those four birds.
So tell us about, in reality, the leprechaun.
Well, no, the leprechauns would be one of the many versions of the little people, and they're usually scary.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies, and I'm actually serious, is Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Yes. Okay.
Really?
Yes, I love it so
much. It is a fantastic.
What's your favorite
Sean
part
Connery.
About it?
What's my favorite part?
Yeah, what is it?
There it is.
Sean Connery.
So it's Sean, yeah. Okay.
No, singing. Yeah, Sean Connery singing.
All the singing.
He's not in the loincloth at any point in that one, is he?
No, that would be a better movie. But
he's still wearing some sort of tight
pants. He's wearing
pants.
A kilt, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Or a kilt. Somehow he, My favorite part
is actually at the very end. Because at the very end,
that's
goes,
where it gets magical.
It's the banshee.
Yes,
and then the banshee comes down.
And they've got this great green screen thing happening with the chariot that's supposed to take you to.
It was like, yes, it's death. Yes, and there's skeleton.
You can see where the green screen and the image.
They've really gone to a place, Jay, and it's a beautiful thing.
No, it's but then I tell you why. So the leprechaun in that, he's like got this great beard. He's got a great smile.
He's
like,
a little.
You never get my gold, Darby.
He's such a little sassafras. Yeah.
And you can, if you got
Rogue.
Disney Plus, you can watch it. In fact, that was I literally got Disney Plus just so I could watch Darby O'Gill and the Little People. You're welcome, Disney.
Yeah, wow.
$7 coming your way.
Huh. Do you ever just have a night where you go full Little People and double feature it with the Gnomemobile?
Never seen it.
It's got a fun little song that I feel like you could cover very easily with No, it's not really Irish like Darby O'Gill, but you've got a show coming up on March 16th at Real Fire.
And I do, and I will be doing Irish songs.
What is that song that they sing?
When Irish eyes are smiling.
Over and over again. What is the song that they sing in Darby O'Gill and the Little People? Was it, because I'm certain.
Just a fun fiddle song.
It was
they had
just a
fiddle
really cute song.
And made them all fall asleep at some point.
Yeah. There's
Well,
it's been a long
drunk.
Time since I've seen
they
this
all
movie.
They get drunk.
Yeah.
And he falls asleep, and then he's like, I had the gold. At some point, Darby had the gold. He had the fiddle.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. Wait, that's a difference.
Totally jazz.
Irish jazz. When Irish jazz are smiling.
One of the first reports of little people from flying saucers in America was in Augusta County, Virginia.
No way.
In the early 60s.
So I just want to know why you call them little people. Like, where you get that terminology
from? I haven't.
Some people say
that's,
fairies.
That's an actual terminology for some.
Yeah, is that
real? People.
No,
is that an Appalachian?
No, I'm coming. I don't know if it's a technical term, but I have a original first edition copy of Passport to Magonia by Jacques Vallée, who was if you ever saw Close Encounters of the Third Kind,
very official.
The French guy in the movie was based on Jacques Vallée. He was a UFO investigator who was one of the first ones to reject the extraterrestrial hypothesis, and he wrote this very thick book called Passport to Magonia, where he started saying, hey, these little people stories are from every culture on Earth. They all have all these similarities, and it totally matches up with the
They all have different names, though.
They have different names.
Yeah, okay.
That was why I was wondering about the etymology of little people, because my father used to tease me about little people.
What did he say? Did he know about the little people?
I don't know. Like, that's the thing. You get enough, like, you get enough, like, West Virginia crazy bipolar disorder, manic depression, and then you mix it in with some non-PTSD, and
we're learning a lot about you.
You don't know whether this—that's not mine. That's my dad. I'm not that old. But you do.
She fought in the war.
That's right.
In the Wawa. But like, you don't know, like,
chicken wings.
If he's making fun of that, or if he actually believes it, like,
well,
that's
the
thing.
The West Virginia,
like, little people are gonna get you.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They're gonna carry you off.
The West Virginians are tapped into some pre-Christian culture straight back through the Scotch-Irish and all the way back to back
it's
to the old country.
But it's really hard to...
All right, I have a Close Encounters of the Third Kind reference, though. I went to Charlottesville this weekend, and I went to the Alamo Draft House, right?
That place is great.
And in that particular lobby, they have... In the lobby, the spaceship from Close Encounters... and it fills the entire. I mean, like that's what you see above you is the entire spaceship.
It's a cool place.
Wow. It's it was very cool.
You can
and I talked like I just went in just to see the place. Like I think most people actually go there to watch movies.
No, I just went to visit. You can go there and drink. They got a bar.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. I just went in and talked to the people that were there, and it was such a nice conversation. They were like, "Yeah, come back." And we have apparently they're going to be doing Pulp Fiction.
Oh yeah,
and they like to do with older movies. They like to do themes, mm-hmm. and they will buy things to go with the movie to give people, and you know, mm-hmm. just kind of get in the spirit. And they apparently
heroin.
And they well they bought
heroin.
They bought pens that looked like needles.
Oh my goodness.
Good. So, yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a fun place. I've not been there to see a movie, but it sounds awesome, and I will be back.
Do people talk and, you know, drink beer and clank their glasses?
I mean, I assume.
And they, yeah. I mean, it's also a place where they serve food while you're watching the film.
Right,
like you can sit there and just gnaw on all the wings you want while you watch a movie.
No,
chicken bone. But when I went there to see, what was it? Was it one of the Jordan Peele movies?
Nope.
But the one before that.
Get Out.
Not Get Out, but the one.
Yep.
Us.
Oh, that Us.
One. Yeah, I went to see Us, and there was all
them.
Of this Key and Peele trivia and like skits that from their show before the movie started, as opposed to ads like they run at Regal.
Right.
And,
well, that's fun.
Yeah, it was super fun. And I was in there with a few other people, and it was great.
I want to hear more. You three are from here. Have any of you run into any, have any stories?
Little people?
Not little people or like knowledge of like Appalachian folk magic in firsthand experience? You know, charms, spells, bleeding was stopped, things like that?
One of my favorite things that happened, and this really happened, was when we were in elementary school, a group of police officers came in and told the group that, don't worry, Satan worshipers are not in the woods.
This was the 80s.
Yeah.
During the satanic panic.
Satanic panic.
And that
was
it
came
real.
From the rock music.
It really, yeah. So it's funny you should say the rock music because KISS stood for something.
Oh, yeah. Knights in Satan's Service.
And then AC/DC stood for After Christ,
Devil Comes. Yeah, right.
And so we were all convinced. I mean, we were in church. We were like, and you know, there was, and then the cops came.
We were at church.
To the
cops.
School.
To
that
the
was
school.
To the school.
That
yeah.
to the
yeah.
cops came to the school.
Well, at one point in the early 60s, the sheriff of Augusta County had to make a statement that if there were little people in the woods in Augusta County, it was against the law to shoot them.
Oh, interesting.
Nice. That was
that's
on the,
yeah.
the
very front kind of him.
I did have a weird experience in the woods. So I grew up in Bray Branch. The woods next to our house, there is an abandoned graveyard there.
Yes.
And there is a bluff. If you don't know what a bluff is, it's a big drop off. It's a huge. And if there is a bluff, I can promise you this, people will throw their trash around.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there
you
was a bluff.
You used to have bluffs, now you got dumps.
Mm-hmm. I'm walking down at the bottom of the bluff, and someone had thrown a carcass of an animal. Don't know what that animal was, but it was an animal, smallish animal, and I find this animal and I say, well, I'm going to bury this thing. So I dug a hole and I buried the animal because I thought that was the right thing to do. How old are you? 12.
Okay.
Aww.
You know, something like something around that age. And I had my friend Jesse Stover was with me. And we buried.
Did he have his hat on?
Probably.
He was also 12 and had a 13-inch beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could buy a cigarette.
Just kidding, Jesse.
Thanks, Jess. So we buried this animal, and we even had a little ceremony. You know? I mean, we did the whole thing.
Jesse did the sound.
That's
it was
cute.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so I come back a couple days later.
Yeah.
And another, it's gone. I come back and everything is gone. Everything that we had done, the little tombstone that we had made, the site was completely destroyed. I mean, absolutely destroyed.
Is this a like pet cemetery situation?
No.
Okay.
And as I scan the area, you realize that another animal uh-huh. has found this carcass and dug it all up. And
so you didn't bury it deep enough.
No, I was.
No, he just set the table.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
I you just covered it in leaves, didn't you? Put a rock on top. Jesse grew his beard a foot that day.
So Jesse, then if you wanted to make your...
You know what, though? I'm gonna take it back. I think we were 16. I'm not kidding.
Jesse Stoner is from Prairie Ridge, too.
Yeah, he grew He grew up in... Officially, he would have been more of a... What do you call that?
Who knows? I don't know. Audubon?
Audubon?
Is that what you're thinking? Yeah.
Dale Enterprise?
We talked to Jesse. This was a couple months ago. And because he's a very interesting person. We've got interesting stories. We said, you've got to be on a podcast at some point. And and his reaction was, it's inevitable.
Which is perfect. Yeah. No, he's on tour. He's the sound guy for the Steel Wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got
I'll put a link to the Steel Wheel stuff because they're good.
They actually just have a new album out.
That's right.
They're, he's got lots of great stories.
Trent Wagler and Conrad Wirt used to play in, you were the Red River Roller Coaster.
Yeah, there was the Red Wagon.
The Red Wagon Band.
That's right.
Mm. Have you ever seen Conrad Wirt's act nowadays?
No.
They were kind of like Lennon and McCartney. They went in two different directions.
Ooh, cool. Mm.
He does this this one-man band of a banjo and washboard and drums and Cajun crazy profane music.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. God, they've been doing it for so many. I mean, it's just amazing that some of these guys that are like, I'm going to be a musician, and they have been plugging away at it for 20 plus years.
Right.
It is a job.
Hey, before we tie this up, I wanted to, you've got some auditions coming up, right?
I've got auditions coming up. Well, it's going to be April 8th and 9th for my reboot of If There's a Rock and Roll Heaven, the 2024 version.
Okay.
It's a very hilarious play written
Can you tell us what the plot is? Like just a quick.
The plot is about Del Marvel, who is a dying rock star. These guys are talking. They're making.
Just tell me. Don't look at them.
It's about a.
Don't look at them.
It's about a retired rock star who is who's dying of cancer, and he returns to his home in Wilmington, Delaware, to pass away in his sister-in-law's house, and his son is there, and he's a cello player, and he's a bassoonist.
You wrote this play.
I know, but this was pre-COVID. It's very funny.
It is a good show.
It's got guns going off and naked people.
Yeah.
And,
well, they're not entirely.
And this
naked.
Is going to be at Court Square.
That's going to be at Court Square Theater, assuming the universe doesn't end in June.
It should be good through at least the end of July.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And it has original music in it, written by me and Ivan.
Cool.
And
that's right. He asked me at one point to help write some songs, and I said sure. And then he went, never mind. I've got Ivan. Never mind.
Who's Ivan?
I don't remember that. Actually, you want to do it? I think I'm going to rewrite.
No.
I think I'm going to rewrite at least one of the songs and re-record it.
Okay. I might... I'd be willing to help.
What's Ivan's last name?
Ivan's last name.
Or who is Ivan? Is it Ivan?
Ivan from Jaguardini.
Okay, same Ivan. Okay.
Only Ivan. He's like Madonna.
Ivan Basil Jaguardini.
That's right.
Christo.
I will put a link in the notes.
Let's make the beast with two backs Mama's got a squeeze box.
Yeah.
In and out and in. And so what else is happening?
Oh my God. Okay.
Our wacky world.
That's there he is. There's
wait,
Jay.
Wait.
Oh, we didn't hear it.
The dog
is right at the end.
Oh, let's play it again. All right, we're ready.
Our wacky world weekly.
Our wacky world.
That's good.
Tucker wasn't alive the first time I did the play.
So is Tucker going to be in the play? Or
that's a good question.
Have a part?
Probably.
He is so participatory.
Yeah, chances are good.
He's home crying because I left him there to come do the podcast.
He just wants to participate.
Weather warms up, we can start being outside again. And
Tropical.
We can interview him, and I'm sure it'll be great. We had the and same joke. And that's all he'll have to say.
I'm teaching him to count in Spanish.
Oh, my goodness. Can I run down some events for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Please tell us
about it. This Saturday, 10 a.m., starting at City Hall, the International Women's Day March. On the 10th of, on Sunday, the Oscars. What? The Oscars, what? Yeah.
And Jimmy? The Oscars, you mean in Hollywood?
Yes, at Academy Awards. But, you know, just it's a thing that's happening. And then Thursday,
Are any of us going to the Academy Awards?
I'm going
to
watch it on TV.
Oh, you're watching on TV.
I'm hoping, I'm hoping there's another slap. I'm hoping I'm ready for the Thunderdome. Like, let's do this.
They have to have something.
Who's the favorite to win the Best Picture this year?
Oppenheimer.
Yeah, or Killers of the Flower Moon, or Zone of Interest, or there are so many things.
What was the Leftovers or
The Holdovers?
The Holdovers, mm-hmm. The Leftovers. That's a Weird Al version of that movie. The Holdovers. That was a good movie.
Yeah,
I loved it. Paul Giamatti.
Yeah. Speaking of names that I'm not sure I'm pronouncing properly,
Paul Giamatti.
The Friendly City Players is doing Peter and the Starcatcher March 14th through the 24th, and it is directed by Justin. And I can't pronounce your last name because I didn't see you tonight to hear it out loud.
Smith.
Is Guidroz.
That's right.
Choose Your Own Adventure and the pronunciation there, kids. It's based on the novel by David Barry, and it's like a prequel for Peter Pan.
Well, we're going to have to get him here.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. And it's not this weekend, it's next weekend. So that's cool. You guys have a show, not this weekend, but next weekend. The Hellfire show.
Hellfire.
That's right.
Irish stuff.
Yeah, now we're going to sing songs about whiskey.
Yeah.
We got a couple fun songs that we're going to play.
And 3 weeks from Sunday past.
The 24th, Rock Lotto.
Rock Lotto.
At the Pony at 8 p.m.
Featuring me and Brian.
As
yet to be named band.
The return of Jay Zare on bass.
On bass.
Boom. Do you guys have like a style of music that you're going to
be? It's like
Is there a style? They are the style.
Right. Sometimes the bands cover someone, so that's why I was wondering.
What's the genre? Transcendent.
I would say it's like Pink Floyd meets King Crimson.
Ooh, I like it.
All the color bands.
Pink, Crimson, Moody Blues.
We had some stuff that kind of sounded like
Simply Red.
Talking Heads.
Sorry.
Sort of. I don't know. I can't describe it.
Green Day.
No, it's not like Green Day.
He's on a roll.
Green Day. Oh, I get it.
Black Sabbath.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Yes, the White Stripes.
We've got to finish the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, is the music playing?
We've been recording.
It's been playing.
Playing in the background.
Black Run Clean Up April 13th.
Just make sure, though, there's nothing else to plug.
I'm sure
there's some things.
So I guess that's going to wrap it up with the improv. The improv portion of the evening. We'll see you next week at 7:30 every Tuesday night for Bingo is Life. It's going to be $150 for the big winner.
No,
it's $200.
$200 next week. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast, Bingo is Life, anytime you want to in cyberspace. All you kids in the future, it was great. Wish you were here with us right now. See you next week.
Bye. Good night. Bingo is Life, a post-Bingo Harrisonburg podcast, is brought to you by the Brothers Howda Show and our friends at Ruby's Arcade in downtown Harrisonburg, Virginia. If you've enjoyed the show and feel it's worth spreading a little joy in this world, please tell just one person that you like this podcast. Word of mouth, more than any other form of promotion, is how creative works get noticed and sustain themselves. Thank you, Andrew Hickey, for that bit of wisdom, and thank you, listeners, for being part of the fun.